tapestry of Islamic life dimensions unfold. In the tapestry of Islamic life dimensions unfold. In these sacred teachings hearts find peace and gold. In these sacred teachings hearts find peace and gold.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome and marhaba to another episode of the series Dimensions of Islamic Life. Subhanallah, today's topic of discussion is about those personalities that were the greatest of human beings to ever walk the earth after the Anbiya and the messengers of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam alayhi wa sallam, and those are the Sahaba Ikram. Yes, the beloved companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who took this beautiful and remarkable mission of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and spread its fragrance throughout the globe. Allahu Akbar. Those are the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the topic of today is about, in particular, those Sahaba. Although every Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is destined for paradise, is Jannati. Therefore, we say, Har Sahabi ye Nabi, Jannati, Jannati. But in particular, there were 10 Sahaba. There is a beautiful hadith in Tirmidhi where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by name, he has mentioned these Sahaba Ikram, whom we call Ashara Mubashara, that have received the glad tiding of paradise in their physical life by the Mubarak lips of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Before we dive deep and discuss the biographies in brief, let's inshallah azza wa jal first and foremost recite Salat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that the one closest to me on the day of judgment will be the one who has recited the most durood upon me. So let's recite together. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. These Sahaba Ikram, the 10 Sahaba Ikram, Ashra Mubashara, who had received the glad tiding of paradise, which is mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they were first of all the Khulafa'i Rashideen, the successors of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They were Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidina Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and after that, number 5, Sayyidina Talha, and number 6, Sayyidina Zubair, number 7, Sayyidina Abdul Rahman ibn Auf, number 8, Sayyidina Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas, and number 9, Sayyidina Sa'id bin Zayd, and number 10, Sayyidina Abu Ubaidah ibn al-Jarrah, radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. And before we discuss their biographies, let's inshallah azza wa jal first and foremost find out who are the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and what the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated about them. The Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they are those that we can't even equate to the sand particle that touched the hooves of their horses. And if we were to compare to that, we would maybe fall in the millionth category. Allahu Akbar, that is the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and their great eminence. Sayyidi Al-Hazr says about the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, jis musalma ne dekha unhe ik nazar, jis musalma ne dekha unhe ik nazar, us nazar ki basarat pe laakho salam. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Sayyidina Abu Sa'id Khudri radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated that you must not say anything bad about my Sahaba. And I swear by the one in whose hand my life is, if any one of you can give charity to the amount of Mount Uhud, that much gold in charity, you will still not be able to compare it to that charity of my Sahaba, even if he gave one mud, that is a measuring container. One mud of the grain that they would give in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or even half the mud, Allahu Akbar. So yes, that is the excellence of the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Somebody asked Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mubarak radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that please tell us who is greater, Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidina Umar ibn Abdul Aziz radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So he said that the horse on which Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu rode and the dust that flew from it, Sayyidina Umar ibn Abdul Aziz radiallahu ta'ala anhu cannot even be equal, even the thousandth level, to that dust, particle dust. Subhanallah. Sayyidina Sa'id ibn Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said about the station of the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that I swear by Allah, that person who partook in the battle with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who fought with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in the battle, meaning the Sahaba ikram, and the sand particle that fell on their faces, he says that it is better than all of your actions, even if you have been given the life of Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam. Allahu Akbar. That is the station and the maqam of the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. MashaAllah, coming back to the Ashara Mubashara, the 10 Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who had been given the glad tiding of paradise, about them, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma, in his world famous salam, he says, Woh daso jinko jannat ka mujda mila. Woh daso jinko jannat ka mujda mila. Us mubarak jamaat pe laakhon salam. Mustafa jaane rahmat pe laakhon salam. Shami bazme hidayat pe laakhon salam. As we are discussing and sending salat and salam upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his sahaba, let's inshallah azza wa jalla at the same time listen to a beautiful naat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and this naat is recited by a true ashiqi rasul. Who is that true ashiqi rasul? Subhanallah, we all know and love him. He is none other than our rukn shura haji Abdul Habib Attari hafizahullah. Let's inshallah azza wa jalla listen to the kalam, and we'll be back and discuss our topic of today. Sallu ala al habib sallallahu ta'ala ala muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
مدینے جانے والو جاؤ جاؤ فی امان اللہ مدینے جانے والو جاؤ جاؤ فی امان اللہ کبھی تو اپنا بھی لگ جائے گا بستر مدینے میں نہ ہو مایوس دیوانوں پکارے جاؤ تم ان کو نہ ہو مایوس دیوانوں پکارے جاؤ تم ان کو بلائیں گے تمہیں بھی ایک دن سرور مدینے میں سرور مدینے میں سوچتا ہوں میں وہ گھڑی کیا جب گھڑی ہوگی سوچتا ہوں میں وہ گھڑی کیا جب گھڑی ہوگی جب درِ نبی پر ہم سب کی حاضری ہوگی جب درِ نبی پر ہم سب کی حاضری ہوگی سوچتا ہوں میں وہ گھڑی کیا جب گھڑی ہوگی آرزو ہے سینے میں گھر بنے مدینے میں آقا آرزو ہے سینے میں گھر بنے مدینے میں ہو کرم جو بندے پر بندہ پروری ہوگی ہو کرم جو بندے پر، بندہ پروری ہوگی،
بندہ پروری ہوگی۔
سوچتا ہوں میں وہ گھڑی، کیا جب گھڑی ہوگی، جب درِ نبی پر ہم سب کی حاضری ہوگی۔ بات کیا ہے بادِ صبا، اتنی کیوں معطر ہے؟ بات کیا ہے بادِ صبا، اتنی کیوں معطر ہے؟ سبز سبز گنبد کو چوم کر چلی ہوگی، سبز سبز گنبد کو چوم کر چلی ہوگی۔ سوچتا ہوں میں وہ گھڑی، کیا جب گھڑی ہوگی، جب درِ نبی پر ہم سب کی حاضری ہوگی۔ سو کھلیں گے اس کے لیے رحمتوں کے دروازے، سو کھلیں گے اس کے لیے رحمتوں کے دروازے۔ نعت مصطفیٰ جس نے ایک بھی سنی ہوگی، نعت مصطفیٰ جس نے ایک بھی سنی ہوگی، سوچتا ہوں میں وہ گھڑی، کیا جب گھڑی ہوگی، جب درِ نبی پر ہم سب کی حاضری ہوگی۔ دیکھ تو نیازی ذرا، سو گیا کیا دیوانہ؟ دیکھ تو نیازی ذرا، سو گیا کیا دیوانہ؟ ان کی یاد میں شاید آنکھ لگ گئی ہوگی، ان کی یاد میں شاید آنکھ لگ گئی ہوگی۔ سوچتا ہوں میں وہ گھڑی، کیا جب گھڑی ہوگی، جب درِ نبی پر ہم سب کی حاضری ہوگی۔ بلا لو ہم غریبوں کو، بلا لو اے میرے آقا، میں آؤں آپ کے در پر، کرم ہو اے میرے آقا۔
سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ، صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وعلی آلہ وصحبہ اجمعین وسلم۔ سوچتا ہوں میں وہ گھڑی، کیا عجب گھڑی ہوگی۔ May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also bless us with that moment when our eyes are fixated on the green emerald dome of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's Rauza Mubarakah, Masjid al-Nabawi Sharif, the Muwajaha Sharif of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the golden chamber. Ameen bijahin nabiyil ameen. Coming back to our topic of discussion today, it is the Ashar-e-Mubashara, subhanallah, the blessings And these were the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as we mentioned before, were given the glad tidings of paradise during their lifetime. And the first among them is Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. About this great Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat says, Sayyai Mustafa, Mayai Istifa, Izzo Nazi Khilafat Bilakum Salam. یعنی اس افضل الخلق بعد الرسول ثانی اثنین ہجرت پہ لاکھوں سلام، اصدق الصادقین سید المتقین چشم و گوش وزارت پہ لاکھوں سلام. These were some of the titles of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ that he has mentioned beautifully in his world famous salam. And his services, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu's services and his blessings he is mentioning in these ash'ar. First is that he is Sabiqul Islam, meaning he is the first man to embrace Islam. It is mentioned in the ahadith, in the pages of history, of Islamic history, that Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu was the first man to embrace Islam. He was the closest to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the closest sahabi to Rasulullah and the closest sahabi to Allah azza wa jal, subhanallah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he spent his time in the company of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and they spent their childhood together, and mashallah, and then their youth they spent together. And this alone is a proof for the truthfulness of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. It is for this reason when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he announced his prophethood at the age of 40. The first person to say labbaik, the first man to say labbaik on the da'wat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And this Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to mention it. And it is narrated by Sayyidina Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu that once Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu and Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, there was some distaste among them, between them, and there were some issues. And Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he apologized to Sayyidina Umar, but Sayyidina Umar didn't accept his apology. And then later on, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu felt remorse and he was ready to forgive Sayyidina Abu Bakr. And for this purpose, he had visited the house of Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, but he didn't find him there. So he came to the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, there was expression of anger on the face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, he was standing on his knees and he was saying, Ya Rasulullah, I am the one at fault. It is not Sayyidina Umar who is at fault. And Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, while he was there, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to him, addressing Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, إن الله بعثني إليكم فقلتم كذبت وقال أبو بكر صدقت. When Allah Azza wa Jal had appointed me towards you as a prophet, then you falsified me. It was Abu Bakr who testified, Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah. And he also spent and he put on the line his life over me, upon me. And I want you to forgive your friend for my sake. Subhanallah. That was the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And Sayyidi Ala Hazrat mentions the title of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Thani Athnain. Thani Athnain, subhanallah. Why? There's a whole history behind it, but in summary, we can say that when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's migration started from Makkah Mukarramah to Madinah Munawwara, and the command came, all the Sahaba, they had already left. But Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala stayed behind with the consultation of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the plan was that they will make the hijrah together. Subhanallah. So Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu was that personality who stayed with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from his very childhood, through his youth. Even the persecution that they suffered, he suffered it together with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was beaten. But still his love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was unwavering. And he sacrificed everything on the personality of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That was his sacrifice for the sake of beloved Mustafa. And here, when it comes to the migration, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is ready to migrate. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala and who they migrate together. And they stay in the cave of Thawr. And at that point in time, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he's afraid that the enemies, they would see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, would identify him. At that point in time, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, "Do not grieve, Allah is with us." Subhanallah. And then this verse was revealed, subhanallah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned the title of Thaniyat Nain for Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And Sayyidi Ala says he was the shadow of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And mashallah, just like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a shadow of mercy over the entire creation, he is the shadow of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over the entire creation. Just like that, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, for the ummah, he is the shadow of mercy of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to tell him, "Anta sahibi fil ghar wa sahibi ala al-hawd," that you are my companion in the cave and you will be my companion on Hawd al-Kawthar, subhanallah. So he, radiallahu ta'ala, and who was the companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from his childhood, then through his youth, then through every trials and tribulations that came there, he was there to face it head on. And then when he passed away, subhanallah, it was his will that his funeral and his blessed body be taken to the Mubarak Rawdah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the permission should be sought from the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If the permission is granted, they must bury him next to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If not, then bury him in the graveyard. The janazah was taken. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Usilul habib ila al habib," that unite the friend with the friend, subhanallah. And this doesn't end here. He is the companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam next to the grave. And inshallah azza wa jal, he will rise with Rasulullah sallallahu, after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam rises on the day of resurrection, he will rise after that, subhanallah, with the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they will be together on the pond of Kawthar. And there is so much more that can be said about the noble personality of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, but time is of the essence. We have, subhanallah, next the blessed personality of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, about whom Sayyidi Ala Hazrat says, "Wo Umar jiske aada pe shayda saqar, us khuda dost Hazrat pe lakhon salam. Fariqi haqq o batil, imamul huda, teghe maslul shiddat pe lakhon salam. Tarjumane nabi ham zabane nabi, جان شان عدالت پہ لاکھوں سلام." سیدنا عمر رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ was the one who is known as Farooq, the one who distinguishes between the truth and falsehood. And it was at the time سیدنا عمر رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ embraced Islam. Then he said, "Ya رسول اللہ, if we are on حق, if we are on the truth, then why are we hiding and worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And at that point in time, there were two rows in the Haram Sharif, subhanallah. In one row was Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who is the uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And in the second row was Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And nobody could dare come close and harm the Muslims in the presence of these two lions of Islam, Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu and Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So yes, he was the one to show the kuffar as to who is on truth. Therefore, we call him Farooq-e-Azam. Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. And this is when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him this title. This title wasn't given to him by us. It was given to him by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, when she was asked about this, she said that this title was given to Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu by the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam always, and from the time he embraced Islam. And he has been given this unique gift that his opinion and his thoughts would always correspond with the opinion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Therefore, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat says, Ham Zabane Nabi, subhanAllah, they spoke the same language. He says, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Inna Allah ja'ala al-haq ala lisani Umar wa qalbi. That indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has flown, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the truth flow on the tongue and the heart of Umar radiallahu ta'ala. MashaAllah. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he had this unique gift by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that the Quranic verses would be revealed upon his desires, subhanallah. Therefore, Sayyidi Ala says in his world famous khutbah, Al-Muwafiqi rayuhu bil-wahy wal-kitab. And that was the personality of Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu. When he expressed his desire, his wish to read salah by Maqam Ibrahim, it was then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the verse, وَاتَّخَذُوا مِن مَقَامِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ مُصَلَّى. And when it comes to the justice of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he would do justice according to the laws of Islam, immersed in the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, there is so much more to discuss about the nobility of this great Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And as we say, Har Sahabiye Nabi, Jannati Jannati. The third one to be given the glad tiding of paradise in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu. About him, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat says in his world famous salam, Zahide Masjide Ahmadi Par Durood, Dawlate Jaishi Usrat Pilakhun Salam. Durre Mansure Qur'an ki silke bahi, Zawje do Noor Iffat Pilakhun Salam. Yani Usman Sahib Qamise Huda, Hulla Poshe Shahadat Pilakhun Salam. And the status of Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu is that he will be the companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in paradise. Sayyidina Talha bin Ubaidullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated that every prophet has a companion in paradise. Wa rafiqi fil jannah, Uthman. And my companion in paradise will be Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Subhanallah. Jaishi Usrat. And based on that, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him the guarantee that after this, nothing can harm Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu. No action of his. Allahu Akbar. And then Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala, based on his generosity, he purchased paradise twice from the court of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he was the one to be named and to be given the title of Zunnurain, because he was married to two beloved daughters of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one after the other. Firstly, to Sayyida Ruqayya radiallahu ta'ala anha, and then to Sayyida Ummu Kulsum radiallahu ta'ala anha. And mashallah, after that, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if I had a third daughter, I would have given her in the marriage of Sayyidina Uthman al-Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu. That was his love for this great sahabi, subhanallah. Therefore, we say, har sahabi e nabi, jannati jannati. And the fourth, subhanallah, is Sayyidina Ali Mushkil Kusha, karamallahu ta'ala wajhul kareem, about whom Sayyidi al-Hazza says, Murtada, share haqq, ashja'ul ashja'in, saqiye shiro sharbat, pilakho salam. Asle nasle safa, wajhe wasle khuda, babe fazle, wilayat pilakho salam. Share shamshir zan, shahe khaybar shikan, partawe daste qudrat, pilakho salam. Subhanallah, these are the remarkable sentiments of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma in the court of Mawlai Kainat, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Subhanallah, he was a relative of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was related to the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As we know that Abu Talib was the uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu was his son. So he was the cousin brother of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he used to say this, alhamdulillah, and be grateful for that. And he said that, he used to say that, do you know what is my relationship with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And then he would say that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had nurtured me in his own lap when I was a child. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would embrace me to his blessed chest, and my body would touch the Mubarak body of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I was the one who was blessed with the fragrance of the Mubarak's perspiration of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu is the first child to embrace Islam. And his bravery, subhanallah, Khaybar Shikan, he's the one when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him the flag in the battle of Khaybar, the same Khaybar which after many attempts, the Sahaba could not break into this fortress. And the next day, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave the glad tiding that the one who would conquer it is the one who loves Allah and His Rasul, Azza wa Jal wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah and His Rasul, Azza wa Jal wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, also love him. All the Sahaba were in the state of suspense as to who would be this person. The next morning, Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam summons Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And the Sahaba say that he has an eye sore. You know, his eye is not, he's not well. I mean, there is pain in his eyes. So he said, call him. And when he came, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam placed his blessed saliva on the eye of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And thereafter, his vision was restored and his pain went away. And after that, single-handedly, he uprooted the gate of Khaybar, subhanallah. And this was the point in time where the enemies were shaken and this battle was won, subhanallah. There's so much of detail into it, but inshallah, the time is always of the essence. Inshallah, azza wa jal, we shall discuss the biographies of all these great Sahaba ikram some other time, but for now, let's listen about the other Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who had been given the glad tiding of paradise, subhanallah. After Sayyidina Ali al-Murtada radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the fifth name comes is Sayyidina Abu Ubaidah ibn al-Jarrah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Who is this great Sahabi? He is known as Aminul Ummah, the trustworthy person in the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was that person who embraced Islam, subhanallah. And he used to be in the company of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And he embraced Islam by the persuasion and the motivation of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And he was the ninth Muslim, subhanAllah. And he had been given the glad tiding of paradise in the Battle of Uhud, when there was a chaos among the Sahaba. And Sayyidina Abu Ubaidah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he remained steadfast. And when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got hurt, and some links of the arrow was pierced in the Mubarak cheek of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then it was at that time Sayyidina Abu Ubaidah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he ran and moved forward and he pulled it out with his own teeth. And while attempting to do that, to pull this out with his own teeth, he lost his two front teeth. Allahu Akbar. And it was at that time that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him the glad tiding of paradise. Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لِكُلِّ أُمَّةٍ أَمِينٌ وَأَمِينُ هَذِهِ الْأُمَّةِ أَبُو عُبَيْدَ ابْنُ الْجَرَّاحِ. That for every ummah, there is an ameen, there is a trustworthy person, and the ameen of this ummah is Sayyidina Abu Ubaidah ibn al-Jarrah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The sixth sahabi who had been given the glad tiding of paradise is Sayyidina Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu ta'ala anhu. When he embraced Islam, Sayyidina Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he embraced Islam in the age of 17 years. And it was on the seventh day when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam proclaimed and announced his prophethood. And he also embraced Islam on the motivation of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And some historians have written him to be the third person to embrace Islam. Subhanallah. And his embracing Islam was a challenging period in his life. When he embraced Islam, he had to receive retaliation from his own mother, who wouldn't accept it that her son embraced Islam and left the old religion. And for that, she was adamant that she will not eat food. And although Sayyidina Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he loved his mother, even then he remained steadfast on Islam. And she wouldn't eat food. Allahu Akbar. And then he says to his mother that I love you. I love you very much. But if you had 1,000 lives in your body and each life left your body one after the other, even then I will not leave the religion of Islam. And when she saw his determination on Islam, his perseverance, his steadfastness on Islam, she then started to eat. Subhanallah. Look at the beautiful character and the determination of the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What sacrifices that they had to go through for the sake of Islam. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he narrates that I have not heard Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to say anything about his parents to anyone else besides Sayyidina Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And on the day of Uhud, when he was telling Sayyidina Sa'd radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Ya Sa'd, irmi, fidaka abi wa ummi. O Sa'd, launch the arrow. May my parents be sacrificed for you. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. And he was that person who was given the title of Rajuli Salih, meaning the pious man. Sayyidah Aisha Siddiqah radiallahu ta'ala anha, she narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was resting one night and somebody knocked, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to her that, see who's there, perhaps a pious man has come. And when she opened the door and she asked who's it, and the voice came, it is Sa'd, subhanallah. So he is the pious man by the command of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The next name that appears in the list of Ashara Mubashara on number 7 is Sayyidina Abdurrahman ibn Auf radiallahu ta'ala anhu. About him it is mentioned that when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam announced his prophethood, He was at the age of 30 years. He was a successful businessman. And he too embraced Islam on the persuasion and motivation of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. It is mentioned that him and Sayyidina Abu Ubaidah ibn al-Jarrah, they embraced Islam on the same day. Some said that he is the 6th person to embrace Islam. Some said he is the 13th person to embrace Islam. Different narrations. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was extremely pleased when this great Sahabi embraced Islam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I am looking at that face after looking at which one is encouraged to do good deeds. Subhanallah. At another occasion, he said that Abdul Rahman is my friend in this world and in the hereafter. Subhanallah. And there is yet the 8th Sahabi who has been given the glad tiding of paradise. Subhanallah. And he is none other than Sayyidina Talha bin Ubaidillah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to call him Talhatul Khair. Allahu Akbar. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said, Man sarrahu an yanzura ila shaheedin yamshi ala wajhil ard fal yanzur ila Talhat ibn Ubaidillah. That whoever wishes to see a walking shaheed, a walking martyr who's still alive, he must look at the face of Sayyidina Talha bin Ubaidillah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The 9th Sahabi to be given the glad tiding of paradise is Sayyidina Zubair ibn al-Awwam radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said about him, for every prophet there is a helper and my hawari is Sayyidina Zubair radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And about him, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that Talha wa Zubair jaraya fil jannah. That Sayyidina Talha and Sayyidina Zubair, they will be my companions, my neighbors in paradise. Subhanallah. And the last but not the least, the Sahabi, the great Sahabi to be given the glad tiding of paradise is Sayyidina Sa'id bin Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu. At the age of 15, he embraced Islam and he was counted among those earliest Muslims to embrace Islam under the category of As-Sabiqoon al-Awwaloon. And it is mentioned that Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, as he said when he presented his salam in the court of Ashra Mubashara, subhanallah, we must remember all of these Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I would narrate the beautiful poetry of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat his salam again. Wo daso jinko jannat ka mujda mila us mubarak jamaat pe lakhon salam. Mustafa jani rahmat pe lakhon salam. Shami wazme hidayat pe lakhon salam. Inshallah, the time has come to an end. And as every good thing comes to an end, this episode and program has also come to an end. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal, tomorrow we shall see you again. Until then, keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
In the tapestry of Islamic life, dimensions unfold. In the tapestry of Islamic life, dimensions unfold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold.